I've admitted to you that I have a strong bias in favor of my own country, the United States of America. But I love Taiwan just a little bit less than I love the United States of America. I was born there. I think they're a fantastic country. I think they stand up to the ridiculous dictators of mainland China in a way that no other country has done. Well, man, Hong Kong comes close, but Hong Kong is technically part of China. So that's a region of China that's standing up against the communist masters in Beijing. But I admire the Taiwanese, tiny little country, 13,000 square miles. I think Oregon is about 90,000 square miles. So think of a country one-sixth the size of one of the Northwest states with a population that's bigger than Oregon, Washington, and Idaho put together. In fact, it's almost exactly two times the population in a tiny fraction the size, and yet they produce an amazing amount of agriculture and technology and everything else. And now they've sent a gift to the state of Washington. And Washington State Senator Keith Wagner joins us now. Senator, it's good to have you back on the program.
Oh, it's great to be back, Lars. Thank you for having me.
So what is Taiwan giving to the Evergreen State?
You know, just a few hours ago, I was down in Tumwater with the Director General Fan of the Taiwan Economic and Cultural Office and our Secretary of State. Taiwan is giving to Washington State specifically 100,000 new masks that will go to healthcare providers and first responders. But what's really amazing about the story, besides the fact that it's just generosity from people who have shared values that you mentioned earlier, is that these are from the citizens of Taiwan. These were personal donations, and in a very short time, they had enough money for almost 4 million masks. So Washington isn't the only recipient of their generosity. They're going throughout the United States, and we're just getting 100,000 of them. But what a great gesture from our friends in the East.
You know, I'll tell you what, I've been saying since the beginning of this, when we saw how Taiwan responded to this, that we really ought to take a lesson from them in how they dealt with this. They began inspecting people on flights from Wuhan, China, which is, you know, mainland China is 80 miles away. Wuhan is farther away than that. But they have daily flights from Wuhan. They started looking at those flights on New Year's Eve. So they were very early to the game on this. And very early, they began producing, they have 23 million people in the country, they began producing 11 million masks a day for domestic consumption. In other words, they were able to mask up a good part of their population. And can you imagine, you know, the terrible, tragic numbers from Oregon and Washington and Idaho. I haven't given them yet today, but as of today, almost 17,000 infected in Washington State, 904 deaths. Oregon, almost 3,000 infected, 121 deaths. Idaho is the lowest with 2,178 infected and 67 deaths. Do you know how many people have coronavirus in Taiwan, 80 miles away from mainland China right now?
It's a fraction of what we're dealing with, and the way they've handled it is amazing. They haven't shut down their economy. They haven't shut down their schools. And you're absolutely right. There's a lesson that needs to be learned there. I can tell you my family has personally been touched. My cousin's husband passed away from coronavirus.
Sorry.
We could really learn a lesson and go back and study what they did and how they handled it. And I can tell you that they reached out very early to the legislature. We had meetings with the Director General Fan about what they were learning and how they were being treated by the World Health Organization, which I think is a tragedy. We turned off people who handled it the best. Very unusual and I think unconscionable.
Well, and Senator Wagner, can I put a punctuation point on top of that? The reason you have to call him Director General Fan of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office instead of saying Ambassador Fan from the Taiwanese Embassy is because the United States of America gives full diplomatic recognition to the evil Chinese. And I do think they're evil. And this incident that began with the intrusion of the China virus into America shows just how evil the Chinese government can be. They lied to the rest of the world and they put the rest of us at greater risk because they did that. we do not give that same recognition to our friends, the Taiwanese. And I think that ought to get fixed. And the reason we don't give them full recognition is because the mainland Chinese have said, if you want to do business with us, you have to treat Taiwan like an unwanted, you know, redheaded stepchild, if you will, with apologies to redheaded stepchildren out there. But the fact is, we don't fully recognize them. And that's just dead wrong, especially when, as you point out, they are freedom loving. They elect their own governments. They choose their own leaders. They believe in economic freedom and personal liberty and all those things. The mainland Chinese do not. And yet we treat the mainland Chinese like they're part of the American family, and we treat the Taiwanese terribly.
Right. Well, I'm not going to get into the international aspects of how we treat them at the federal level, but I will tell you, at the state level, we have a great connection with Taiwan, and in terms of agriculture and industry, and they're great friends, and for the reasons you stated, that they are freedom-loving, a democratic society, and they share our American values. And I think they're, you know, I should, with full disclosure, say my wife is from Taiwan, so just so everybody is aware of that, but quite by coincidence. But you're absolutely right. It's a great country, and they have strong ties to Washington State and to many other states. And today is just a great example of that. We do still have friends in the world, and Taiwan is at the top of the list.
Well, just so you know, my bias, just like your wife, I was made in Taiwan as well. In fact, if I ever get a tattoo, Senator Wagner, it's going to say made in Taiwan. And my email signature already says it, although I think it's a little tough to get a tattoo these days. Senator Wagner, thanks so much. 100,000 masks given personally by the Taiwanese people. 4 million masks coming to America. 100,000 of them going to the state of Washington. We appreciate your time. And I'm sorry to hear about the loss of a family member, but I hope that the rest of your family is safe and sound. Senator, thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. Good day.